Holding on, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph at the top. Mishnah says, Tosav Legarish Ishto, if somebody wrote a get intending to divorce his wife, the Nimlach, and then he changed his mind and decided not to give it to her, but Shama says, just by doing that, just by writing the get, he's already passed her from marrying a Kohen. But Basilah, I remember Basilah says, no. Not only if he only wrote it and didn't deliver it yet, but even if he delivered, even if he gave it to her, but there was a Tanai involved, and in the end the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, also by possible Menachon, even in that case he hasn't passed her from marrying a Kohen. Yeah.
Changing his mind.
So in other words, yeah, so the Shammai is saying even he wrote it without a Tanai at all, but he never delivered it. But Sol is saying, on the contrary, even if he delivered it, but there was a Tanai. One idea is the Chassam Sofer brings based on the idea that we mentioned the other day, Tosis quoted, or Yerushalmi, that the Shammai Mesilol go l'shitosim at the end of the Masechta about what are the reasons, what are valid grounds for divorce. The Shammai says only because of Dvar Erva, and Mesilol has more expansive grounds. So the Chassam Sofer says a similar idea over here. The Shammai would take the view that if the guy already wrote a get for his wife, showing that it's well underway. Now, according to the Shammai, why would he be writing such a get in the first place? Mistamak is kimotza ba'er v'stover. He found that she was behaving in some unsmeistic way. In that case, that's reason enough to say that she should be possible to a Kohen as a possible zonah. Whereas the Sol, who holds that you have more grounds than that for divorce, doesn't hold that way. Yeah, there's in many places. Oh, that's true, actually, yeah.
What?
The Rebbe talks about, there's a sikha, I think, the Chedek Tazayin or something, where the Rebbe talks about how throughout Shas we find in many, many places where Bishamai holds, Bishamai looks at the potential and Bishol looks at the actuality. So yeah, that's true, actually. This is an example of that also. Bishamai is looking at the potential. Once the get is written, there's already the potential for divorce, whereas Bishol looks at... Well, okay.
No.
Even Bishamai agrees that because of the Garish Sister, they actually wrote a get. But Nimlach, he changed his mind and decided not to give it, after all. But there was, the actual get was written already, but still, you have at this point... Yeah. So Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Menashe of Dvil, sent the following Shaila to Shmuel. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Yotza Olav Kol, if there's a rumor that goes out, Ish plainly Kohen Kosav Leget Leishto, that so-and-so, who was a Kohen, the Rashi says it was an actual case history, he's not just asking a theoretical question, this was an actual case that happened. There was a rumor going around that a certain person, who was a Kohen, Kosav Get Leishto, that he wrote a get for his wife, but she's still living with him, and she's still serving him, and they're still having relations, whatever. Mahu, what's the din? Do we say, given that there's a kohen that he wrote a get, we have to be concerned that maybe he divorced her and remarried her, which is also for a kohen to do? Or maybe we don't. Maybe we ignore that kohen. Shalach lei. So Shmuel answered him, Tetzei, she needs to be divorced from him. But we need to investigate. We need to investigate the matter.
You should investigate.
Okay, right. So Rashi and most Rishonim learn that what it means is that if the coil can be, if we do have to check into the situation. If the coil can be substantiated, then yes, we're going to make her divorce him. The Rambam seems a little differently because the Rambam says the Rambam seems to understand Vadavat Sarach Dika as we do have to consider what the situation might be over here, but nevertheless, Tetzei even to begin with. Okay, Mighty, in what way do we mean that Vadavat Sarach Dika? What exactly do we need to check into? Are you going to say that the question is, when there's such a rumor going around, should we tell people, stop spreading this rumor? That's called Mevatlin and Kola. Now we're going to have, later on, or almost at the end of the Masechta, the last daf or two of the Masechta, we're going to be talking about the dinim involved of a kol. When there's a kohel that a woman is a grusha, or a kohel that a woman was a zana, etc. We're going to talk about several cases like that. So are you going to say that Shmuel is saying that we have to check in to the situation? Are we mevatel this kohel or not? Do we tell the people to stop spreading this kohel or not? Well, how can that be? On Nahavda Asrei to Shmuel, we know that Nahavda is Shmuel's city. He was the Rosh Hashiva over there. over Nahajah, Loi Mevatel Kola. And as we'll learn in that sugya later on, towards the end of the Masechta, in Nahajah, they held that you're not Mevatel Kola. Hello? They held that you're not Mevatel Kola, which Tosfos says, even if there's Edim against it, in other words, in this case, for example, there was a Kola that the guy wrote a get and divorced his wife. So even if there's Edim that he didn't, nevertheless, we're not going to say in that case maybe that we forced them to divorce, obviously not against Edim, but we're not Mevatel the Kola. We don't say, you know what, this Kola was obviously a false rumor. There's still the possibility that there's some credence to it.
That's not what
I find. Sort of. One idea is Rashi says the reason why you don't want to be mevatel the koil is because that itself, being mevatel this koil, is going to create a certain suspicion. People are going to say that you're being mastic, you're condoning people doing an avera. Look, we're trying to spread the rumor. We're trying to inform people that he did something wrong, and you're trying to prevent us from doing that, and therefore, yeah. So you don't do that, and so they don't do that in Nahajah. And Nahajah is Shmuel City, so necessarily then, obviously, they're going to be holding according to him. If they're not Mevatel HaKol there, it means that's what Shmuel holds. So you can't say HaDavat Tzarech B'dikah means we're not sure whether we should be Mevatel HaKol. Ella, no. Rather, we should say that what we have to check into, De'ik Karul L'Nisina Ksiva. We have to find out, we know there's two stages of a get. There's the writing it and there's the giving of it, but sometimes you can have that people don't always talk. People don't always talk so precisely. People in a city might call it. They might use the word like this. The rumor is kasav get lehishtei, that he wrote a get for his wife. Now, if it was only that he wrote it in principle, given that halacha is like the tefillah, then that wouldn't really be an issue. However, we have to figure out whether in this particular place people use the word ksiva to mean the entire process of the get, including the giving it. And if they do, then you have a problem, because when the rumor is going around, kasav get leishtei, and again, that rumor has to be given a certain amount of credence, then it would mean that he gave it to her as well. Whereas if they don't, if they use separate terms for it, if they call the writing ksiva and they call the giving mesina, the more precise with their language, well then, if they said that he wrote a get, we can ignore that curl, it doesn't matter, the halach is like the tittle. So Gemara asks, "V'chikardol l'nasina k'siva l'k'siva gufa milaikardol like l'k'siva." Okay, but even if you're going to say that they use the word k'siva to mean nasina, to mean giving, fine. They use the word k'siva to mean k'siva as well. So who says, in other words, that there's a problem? Who say over here? Okay, it might mean that he gave her a get. It might mean he only wrote it, which wouldn't be an issue. But why is he saying teisei that v'adavatzarah b'dika? The answer is A. Yes. Because if it turns out that in this city there are people who use the word ksiva to mean the nesina as well, now of course it's true they can also use the word ksiva to mean only writing. Nevertheless, we have a real chashash over here. Dilma nosan kamri, they may well mean that he actually gave the get, in which case should be offered to him as a grusha. Therefore, teitzei, and that's why Shmuel was saying teitzei. So that's what it means. Teitzei about dovet tzarech b'dika. We have to find out when people in this city use the word kosav, what do they mean? If we find out that there's a substantial number of people who use the word kosav to mean nothing, or maybe not even a substantial number, it could even mean that there's some people who use it in that sense.
She has to be divorced.
Then that would be a strong enough reason to say that they need to be divorced. Yeah. Okay. The question is. Well, let's see. Let's continue the discussion. The question is, V'ha'amar Rav Ashi, why didn't Rav Ashi say, Kol kolah debosin misurin lechashinin lei? Didn't Rav Ashi say that again, when we talk in the next parak, when we talk at the end of the Masechta about all the dinim of koil, when are we choshesh for a koil to have one case over there is, let's say, that there's a rumor going around that a certain woman is mekudeshes to so-and-so. So based on that rumor, she's not allowed to marry somebody else unless that so-and-so, the person who the rumor is going around that she's engaged to, he gives her a get. Not engaged, whatever, wrote up. Gives her a get. However, the Gemara says over there, Rav Ashi says over there, that if this rumor only comes out after she marries somebody else, then we don't worry about it. So now over here, she's already married. We'll learn over there. But basically, we're concerned about it insofar as, because if we were to say that this curl, if we're going to give credence to this curl, it would come out that we'd consider her to have been Mizana while Mekudeshes to the first guy, and then we'd impose on her all the penalties that we learned in the previous Mishnah. We don't want to do that unless we have a reason to. We're not just going to do that based on a curl. Adam is different. We're talking about a curl. We're talking about a rumor that's going around in the city. So based on so if that happens, we're not concerned about it. Now in this case, this woman is already married to this person for a long time. Okay, so there's a rumor going around that he divorced her. So what? It's a call of the boss of Nisur, and according to the Rashi, we shouldn't worry about it. But that's what we're saying right here.
How do we know it's a plastic conversion?
This is Boston Nisuin. We know that she was married to him. We don't know that she was divorced. The case over there is the other way around. We don't know. As far as we knew up until now, she was a Pnuya. Now all of a sudden rumors are going around that she's Mekudeshes, the Pliny. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, Not necessarily.
There was a concept I think the Gemara talks about in some places, Ovid Inish to Megarish Betzina, that a person may well want to do with Gerishin in private, Kiddushin, okay, you need two Adim for it, but still, I mean, okay, the Adim went from a Dinah Yam. The same thing with Gerishin, for that matter. I mean, Gerishin also, Adim Asir Kauti, you're supposed to have Adim over there still, but okay, they went from a Dinah Yam or whatever, yeah. Okay. The answer is, my Tetsinami Tetsimishin. You're right. We don't actually mean, when Shmuel is saying, Tetsiv Adar Matzarach Vidika, we don't mean we're going to force her to divorce her first husband after all, based on this rumor. No. Okay, so there's a rumor. Maybe they were divorced, maybe not. That, you're right. Based on Ravashi's principle, we're not going to say that. What we're going to say is...
About that case.
Right. What we're going to say is like this. If this first husband of hers, who we think might have divorced her and remarried her, but we're not sure about that, there's only a curl, if he dies, and later on she remarries another Kohen, that we're going to force him to divorce her. Because that, we're going to say there's a strong possibility that you really were divorced from your first husband, and then you're a Grusha, and you're also to a Kohen. But Tetsimisheni. It means she has to, we'll force her to divorce the second person. The question is, okay, but if you're going to say that you're going to force her to divorce the second guy, people are going to take the view, okay, where she was a grusha, and then she remarried her first husband, and you know what, okay, he's dead now, they couldn't have the children, I'll call them, yeah. The answer is, no, given to Misheni, who would have a pinama, since it's only the second one that we're forcing to divorce, so not the first one, well, we can't, anyway, he's dead, but the point is, we never force the first one to. Therefore, people will figure, you know what, not necessarily is it, okay, yes, years ago there was a curl that she was divorced, but with the passage of time, people aren't going to remember exactly when it was, they're going to think, you know what, okay, maybe he divorced her right before he died. So she is a grusha. That's why the chachamim are not allowing her to stay married to the second husband. But the first one, we're not going to be mostly lies on the children because everybody, people will assume the children were all born before anything ever happened. So now, so we have going back then to the Mishnah had said that the Shammai says once a person writes a get and already possible in a corner. So a shtickle semi agata on that. Omer Rav Baba Chana Rabbi Yechonah Mishum Rabbi Yehuda very loy. Come take a look how the earlier generations are not like the later generations. You're the Sadaris. The generations keep on deteriorating. The earlier generations is Beth Shammai. The later generations is Rabdoisa. Where do we see that? So we see in our Mishnah, Beth Shammai is exceptionally careful on Yuchsin, that even just because a get was written, they're already passing her to be married to a Kohen. So they were the Doris of Rishonim, who are exceptionally careful about Yuchsin. No, this is Bishamai we're talking about. This is Bishamai. No, but relative to Rav Dosa, they're Doris of Rishonim. Rav Dosa lived around at the time of the Churban, so he's like 100 years after Bishamai or so. Doris of Rishonim, Rav Dosa, Titania, as the lunar of Raisa, Shvuya Echelos Vitruma, a woman who was taken prisoner, was captured by Goyish bandits or whatever, is able to eat Truma, Divir of Dosa. Now we learned back in Ksugas, we had a whole Sugya about a Shvuya where we said there's a real possibility that the Goyim may have raped her. And if they did, then she'd be also to Koyanim and she'd be also to Truma, even though she's an Anusa, but that's also to a Koyan as well. However, Rav Dosa says she's Mutter. And Omer Rav Dosa, v'chima also la ayri there. After all, what would this Arab have done to her? Tosfos says even an Arab that are shot with Rizima, the Gemara mentions in Kedushin, we'll learn in a few months, Bez Hashem, that the Gemara has the whole famous 10 measures of this and of that and the other, each thing, 10 measures of this descended to the world. Group X took 9 of them, and everybody else got 1. So one of them is Znus. 10 cows of Znus, of immorality, came down into the world. The Arabs got 9 of them, and the rest of the world got 1. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
You cannot say so much Znus. More
Snus in Adam than in Smile. It depends. I mean, who knows what's going on under all the hijabs and whatever. Yeah, but anyway, whatever. Anyway, so Vachima also la Irizem, Patricia Miachlob and Dadeo, just because he squeezed between her breasts, like he played around with her, but he didn't actually have relations with her possible in Akona. Because of that, you're going to say she's possible from Kona. So you see that Rav Dosa is not as careful, not as machmir in matters of Yuchsin, in matters of Kashrus to Kona, as Bishamah was. Incidentally, now Tosfos points out that so here we have, you know, Rav Rav Chana is quoting this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who says it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. In Ksubas, Rabbi Yochanan points out that Rabbi Yehuda actually holds the same way as Rabbi Dosa. So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Look how the generations have deteriorated if he holds exactly like Rabbi Dosa. So Tosfos says either that maybe they don't hold exactly the same thing, they hold similarly. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that a shvuya is allowed to eat truma, but for a different reason, not for the reason Rabbi Dosa is stating. Or Tosfos says that, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, yeah, the Yehuda is a Yehudas, but, you know, what that includes me also. I'm also on a lower level than the Ramban adds, actually, that what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, yes, we are on a lower level, by rights, really. If morally, the halacha should be more like the chachamim rather than like Rav Dosa. However, I feel, as a matter of halacha, that this is the correct halacha, that a shvuya should be allowed to eat truma, and therefore, okay, it's yuridus adjuridus. Halacha is halacha. Speaking of the yuridus adjuridus, another one,
in other words, previous generation, then more humorous, but we had the same halacha.
No, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I hold this should be the halacha. In previous generations, maybe they were machmir, and I hold this should be the right. Another one, another way, come look how the earlier generations are not like the later ones. The earlier generations would bring in their produce into the house through truma and nicer, derech traksimon. Through the traksimon. Rashi says that traksimon means like the paved way, the normal way of coming into the house. Tosfos brings that traksimon can be related to a word meaning gate, or he brings from the Aruch that it might mean the way that you normally bring vegetables into the house. Tosfos himself says that it comes from Aramaic. So treiku gali means close the doors, so traksimon would mean like the doors that can be opened and closed. Yeah, Steinsaltz brings that it may come from a Greek word that means something like a paved path, something similar to what Rashi says. Rashi says Loshen Yevoni. Oh, you're right. The definition of Loshen Yevoni. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so Steinsaltz brings the actual Greek word, yeah. Okay, anyway. So they would bring in their fruit, their produce, derech traksimon kedei l'chayv and b'maiser, in order that it should be chayv and maiser. Because the din is, produce only becomes chayv and maiser when you bring it in, atchayir p'nei habayis, when it sees the front of the house, when you bring it in through the gates, as opposed to if you bring it through the back entrance or something, then it's not yet chayv and maiser. You can eat a snack from it. You still eventually have to take maiser from it, but you can eat a snack from it without having to take maiser from it. We learn it from Sukkim. The Gemara has a whole sukkim about it in Bava Metzia. The Rashi mentions over here briefly that we learn it from Pasuk Ochlu B'Sharecha, that when you give maiser, you eat it in your gate, so we learn it has to come in through the front gate to be chayv and maiser. Doris Acharonim, Machnissin Perisein Derech Dagas V'Derech HaPapers, where the later generations bring in their produce through the roof, or through the carpet, the backyard, or whatever, the poitrin and a maiser in order to pat them from maiser. So we see that the later generations are on a lower level than the earlier ones. And why do they do that? How does that work to make it potter from maiser? Again, meaning that they can still eat a snack from it, they can't eat achilas knack from it, that they would still be terrible, but yeah. Tevel does not become fully chayiv and meiser until it actually sees the front of the house, until it actually comes in through the front door of the house. Shenever bi'arti ha-kodesh min ha-bayis, as the pasuk says, I've cleared out the kodesh from the house, talking about vidri ma'iser. So we see, in order for it to be kodesh, in order for it to be chayv ma'iser, it has to have been in the house. Rabbi Yochanan ha-afil ha-chotik. Yeah, from the front. Rabbi Yochanan ha-afil ha-chotik k'vas. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you just bring it into your chotzer, that already makes it chayv ma'iser. Shenever v'ocho b'shar, the pasuk that we just quoted, shenever v'ocho b'shar recha v'saveh. The pasuk says, they'll eat a new gate, and they'll be satisfied. Tosfos points out there's many different mishnayos that you have. Rabbi Yanai seems to be saying that if it comes into the chotzer, it's still part of a ma'aser. But you have many mishnayos that show that once it comes into the chotzer, it's chayav. So Tosfos answers that maybe Rabbi Yanai would say that it only becomes chayav and ma'aser when it comes into the chotzer, only midrabbanan. He would hold midaraisa, it only becomes chayav when it's in the house. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan would disagree and hold that that's daraisa as well. There are other Rishonim who talk about different other possibilities. What was one of them that I don't remember. I don't remember now. Okay. Anyway. If I remember it later, I'll mention it. Mishnah says, Hamagarish is ishto v'lona ima b'pundiki. A person divorces his wife and they stay over in an inn, in the same room b'pashtos. B'shama emim einay tzrucha emenu get sheni. B'shama says she does not need another get from him. Or b'sol emim tzrucha emenu get sheni. B'sol says she does. For reasons which we'll talk about in the Gemara. Basically, we'll talk about in the Gemara the exact circumstances, but basically Basilil takes the view that we have to be concerned that he may have been Makadosh again. We'll talk about in the Gemara, yeah. So we had a previous case, we had the case of Get Yoshan. The difference is there you wrote the Get, you didn't deliver it yet. Here we're talking about the Get was actually given already, the divorce was final, but now they're in this pundiki again. Sometimes the Shammai is Mekel. I think the Rishalmi or somebody else says that it goes back to that business about the Shammai says that a person is not allowed to divorce his wife unless Matzabah Erevah Dover. So once he does, she's anyway going to be unattractive to him, that he found Erevah Dover and had to divorce her because of it. So therefore the Shammai is not concerned that there was any possibility of Bia and of being Mekadosh again.
Because
that implies that she was. Yeah. Okay. Amos Tiber's when is all this talking about? Only if they were divorced after Nisuin. So Moidim and Iskarshim and Erosin, even Vesilil agrees that if she was divorced only from Erosin, she will not need a second get. In fact, Shane the Gaspar is not so comfortable around her, there's less of a chance that he did deal with her to be Makanish her again. The machloikus in the Mishnah would be where we see that he had relations with her. Now, the Gemara mentions in Makos that in connection with Dini Nefoshis, in connection with Edim, giving aid to some people that they were Mazana, they don't actually need to see Kimis Chilbish Mefeta, the actual act. They just need to see Mishirob Kiminafin, like they're in the usual position that people would be in. So in other words, we know that there was Bia that happened over here. However, the Shammai holds that a person may well have relations for the sake of Znus
without intending
to do Kiddushin, and therefore we shouldn't assume unnecessarily that he was Mekadosh or with Bia. Or Vesil Savri Odom Ein Odom Oseh B'Yilas B'Yilas Znus, whereas Vesil holds that not. Okay, but that's the thing. If we're saying this, right? So we just said. According to Ms. Shammai, ordinarily we might say again. We're going to continue the Gemara. Ordinarily we might say that once he divorced her, he doesn't want to get back together with her. However, in this case, we actually see that something was going on over there. That's the thing. That Shammai is going to say that it was Bia Lassanus, and therefore there's no. That we don't assume that he was Mekadosh with Bia again. Over psilocybin, you know, there might be lots of beer listeners. Where the psilo holds that not if a person has the opportunity to make his beer to be a valid beer, and not for it to be his nose, then he'll do that. We talked in the past, in various places so far in Seder Noshim about how far we take that. There were a number of the Gaonim who went so far as to say that even if a person has a son from his shivcha, we should assume it wasn't beer listeners. We should assume he freed the shivcha, and the child is a kosher to eat. The Rambam disagrees with that and says only when you have a case like this where there is the very same thing could be, it could just as easily be kedushin as it could be znus, then we should assume that it's the same kedushin. As opposed to a case of a shivcha or whatever, we would have had to flee her first. The Rambam says you can't assume that he did that. We have to assume that it was znus unless we have evidence to the contrary. No, you just need two aiding. But so that's the thing over here. So over here, we see that Ba'ula Shenivala, but he didn't actually say, I'm doing it L'Shem Kedushin. So Beis Shammai says, don't assume it was L'Shem Kedushin. Assume it was L'Shem Znus. This still holds that now. Ava Loda Ua Shenivala, but if we didn't see B'chlal that there were even relations, Dibra Hakol, and it's Yuchayman or Get Sheni, then everybody would agree you don't need a second get, because then there's no reason to think even that there was Bia over here, even if it weren't a bit ill. Okay, well, if it's Tanan, let's check that out against the actual Mishnah. The Mishnah said a modem in a scourge from an erusin shen tzuchay men or get sheni. That everybody agrees if the divorce was min erusin, that she doesn't need a second get shein liba gaspa because he's not so comfortable around her. So you have to ask the Ibishiva or Shenivala. Now, if the case is that they actually saw that there were relations, mali min erusin or mali min anasura, who cares whether it was min erusin? The fact is, we see that there was Bihila. If Basil is taking the view that ain't on him, oh, to be lost, to be lost, news. So what's the difference? Okay, ain't with a gospel. The fact is, in this case, we saw that obviously they were gospel enough to be having relations. Ella, no. We can't use that. We can't use that. We have to try the other way around.
We can't use that explanation of the
Mishnah, but the scenario in the Mishnah is where we know there was Bihila. Rather, it's the other way around. On the contrary, then the Mishnah is in the scenario where we did not see that there was Bihila. We know they were sleeping in the same room in the Pundiki, but we don't know anything else. Therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan is saying now what would we have then? Bishilah would still be saying then that even though we don't know that there was any Bia, Bishilah would still be requiring a second get. Because once Liba Gaspa, we will assume that there was Bia over here.
There was Yichud.
So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is actually going according to the following Tana, from the following Braisa, the Tanya, Amr Abshimin Alazar, L'nechliku B'shama B'silul Ashalor V'or Shenitala, Shenitzuchay Men Oget Sheni. B'shama and B'silul don't disagree on the case where we didn't see that there was any Bihila, that they don't need a second yet. Rabbi Yochanan had started explaining that the machlokes in our Mishnah is shiru'u shenivala. So now we're saying no. The Mishnah is talking about loyru'u shenivala. However, we didn't schlug up Rabbi Yochanan. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan is referring to a braita. Rabbi Yochanan is saying Rabbi Yochanan has a different understanding of the machlokes based on a braita. Namely, Amr of Shimon Alazar, L'nechlechu b'shama b'sul al shal loyru'u shenivala, she'en yitzuchay men get sheni. B'shama and b'sul do not disagree where nobody saw if there was Bihila, that they don't need a second get, which is what Rabbi Yochanan is saying.
So they agree on that.
That's what the Braita is saying. The Braita is different from the Mishnah. Alman nachlaku al shara or shenivala. What do they argue about when we did see that there was Bihila, which is what Rabbi Yochanan was saying? Shabbat shamayim adam oisa bihilas bihilasnus, v'sulayim ein adam oisa bihilas bihilasnus. So Rabbi Yochanan is not contradicted by the Mishnah. He's explaining the machlokas according to the Braita, rather. Question is, in that case, then what is it in the Mishnah? If there's no evidence that there was Bihila, then why would Bishilah be saying you need a second get? The reason is, the case is there were Edim that they were in Yichud together, but there's no Edim of Bia. So, B'shamay Sabri Loyam Rin and Hein Eid Eid Yichud V'Hein Eid Eid Bia. B'shamay says we do not say that the same Eidim of Yichud also count as Edim for Bia, meaning, in other words, basically, the Shammai is saying, okay. In other words, the Shammai is saying like this. Yes, we saw that they were in Yichud. The Shammai is saying, not necessarily, though, we there's no reason to assume on that basis, just because it was Yichud, that necessarily there was Bia. So therefore, we don't have enough evidence to require get Sheni. Bissil says, we do say that. Once we saw that they were in Yichud, and we know Libra Gaspa, they're comfortable around each other, then we can assume that that from Yichud it came to be. Rashi uses the expression, Anan Sadi, effectively, we can be witnesses, given to Gaisi Hadadi, since they're comfortable around each other, like Parashu Zemizah, they won't separate from each other. If they're together in the same room with Yichud, then yeah, we can assume that things develop from there. No, when it's not Hasra, it's not, there's no Chiyuv Nisa or Malkus involved. Well, Malkus maybe according to the Rambam Pnuya, but okay. We don't have to be talking about if they're doing Hasra. No, the point is, if they're Eide Yichud, then it means we know that there was Yichud. The Tilul takes the view then that we, based on that, automatically we can assume there was Bia. Given that the Tilul holds Ein Adam Osa Bia Lost Nus, then we have to assume that there was a fresh Kiddushin with Bia.
This Shammai's position throughout Shas, that when someone is in Yichud, automatically there's Bia.
No, the Tilul, I mean. When there's Eidim Yichud is Eidim Bia.
Yeah,
but you know what? I mean, this is very much Negea nowadays. When you think about it, after the Chuppah, when the Chassan and Kala are in the Yichud room, okay, practically speaking, they don't do Bia over there, but there could be, and Hein Eidim Yichud, Hein Eidim Bia. As far as we're concerned, there may...
Knock up to 3 minutes, usually.
Yeah, come on, but, you know what? So look, I mean, we learned in Soda, it doesn't really take that long, right? And okay, it only takes a long time, is it? Exactly. So, okay, I mean, in this case, you could argue in Libra Gaspa, fine, okay, but still, the principle is that...
Correct.
Okay. Bepashtus, I don't know, Bepashtus not. I mean, regular case of Maxa Gushosa, that's what it is, Maxa Gushosa, after all. Yeah, I mean, it's still, he hasn't paid off for original Ksuba yet. Bepashtus, just it would be the same Ksuba, the same Ksuba amount would still be in effect, yeah. Continues the price. So Umoydim minis Gashem in a Eris and Shenet Tzuchai men get Sheni. They do agree that both the Shammai and the Sol agree if the divorce was min a Erisin, Shenet Tzuchai men get Sheni, she doesn't need a second get. Kivin Ein Libur Gaspa, since they're not so comfortable around each other yet, because she's only an Arusa. Loyam min and Hein Ein Bia. So we can't assume that Yichud automatically led to Bia.
Comfortable enough to be in Arusa.
Fine, but they're getting to know each other, so, yeah. The question is, so what do we have so far? So we have Rabbi Yochanan is explaining the machlokas of the Shammai and Basilo, not like our Mishnah, but rather like a Braita. So did Rabbi Yochanan really say that? Rabbi Yochanan says that the halacha is like Stam Mishnah, and we just established the Mishnah cannot be agreeing with the Braita, because then the Mishnah would have no reason to distinguish between Libur Gaspa or not if he saw that there was actual Bia. So why would Rabbi Yochanan be saying that? Why would he be explaining the machlokas according to the Braita if he holds that the halacha is like a Mishnah? The answer is Amiroyim dinu v'alibidir Rabbi Yochanan. There's two different opinions of Amiroyim within what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Is Rabbi Yochanan saying always halach istam mishnah, or maybe not necessarily? The one who says that he doesn't would have the version of him that he's explaining according to the Braisa. Yeah. So one thing is Mefoshim point out that it's not really. I mean, so what did Rabbi Yochanan say halach istam mishnah or not? When he said halacha kistam mishnah, did he mean always, or did he mean only when you don't have a braisa that contradicts the mishnah? That's the true opinion. One way of looking at it is always halacha kistam mishnah. If you have braisas against it, doesn't matter. The other way of looking at it is if you have a braisa, in this case you have the mishnah, the pashtus or meir's opinion, which is one version of the machlokas, the Shammai v'Silo. Rav Shimon Elazar is giving us another version. You could say, okay, Rebbe only put in one version into the mishnah. The braisa is telling us another version, and Rabbi Yochanan has the right to disagree with the Mishnah, but to say that I prefer the opinion of the Braisa over the one of the Mishnah. As opposed to if you have in the Mishnah itself, you have a Stam Mishnah, and then you have a Machlokas within the Mishnah, that would be when Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Halacha Stam Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Kunsa get kereach." If the husband married the wife after she was divorced from her previous husband using a get kereach literally means a bold get. Now, there's two types of getting. We need to understand for this next piece of Gemara that there's two types of getting. There's a get pasher, the regular type of get or shtar or whatever that everybody is familiar with. You just write line after line and the Adam sign at the bottom. Then you have something called a get mekusher, which the Gemara describes, the Mishnah and the Gemara describe in Bava Basra. Most Rishonim learn that a get mekusher is made by you write a line or two of the get, you fold it over to make a pleat, then you write a couple of lines. You sew it afterwards, so you write a couple of lines, you fold it, you sew it, you write the next couple of lines, fold it, sew it, etc. until you have like an accordion shaped thing. And then the Adim are supposed to sign on the back of it. So what's the original reason, the Gemara said, the original reason why such a thing was created... That's called Get Mekusher. Wait, I'll explain what Get Kereach is in a second. The Gemara explains in Bava Basra, in the last paragraph, the reason why such a Get came into existence is because he had Kohanim. Kohanim, we know, the stereotype, the Kohanim are very hot-tempered. So therefore, Kohen might, in a fit of anger, go and divorce his wife, and then he's stuck, he can't remarry her. So therefore, they created the concept of a get mekusher in order that way it takes a long time to wear the thing, meanwhile I'll have a chance to calm down. Now, so a get mekusher, there's a few different details in it that are different than a regular get. One is that it's pleated and sewn like that, another one is that the agent sign in the back, and the rule is you have to have, first of all, you have to have a minimum of 3 agents for it, as opposed to 2 for a get posher. And number 2, it's actually you need to have as many Adim as there are pleats.
10 pleats, 10 Adim.
A get kereach is where you have fewer Adim than pleats. So it's bold in the sense that one or more of the pleats is bold. It doesn't have an aid sign on it. The Ramah, by the way, has a different understanding of get kosher. His understanding is more is something along the lines of that you have ribbons of cloth sticking out from the top of the get. The get is written, rolled up, and then you use those ribbons to roll it shut, and the agent sign between the ribbons, something like that. Anyway, according to him, get kereach would be the same idea. You have more spaces between the ribbons than there are agents.
We don't use them today.
As a matter of fact, the poskim don't even the Rambam, let alone the later poskim, don't even bring this whole concept of a get mekusher. The whole thing seems to have fallen out of use after the time of the Gemara. Maybe Kohanim became more patient with their wives, or maybe just it got, you know, the details of how to make a get mekusher are very complicated, and if you make it wrong, then it'll be possible. So whatever it is, yeah. Okay. The concept of a get kereach, so a husband marries a woman who was divorced previously with a get kereach, again, a get, where there's not as many, there's one or more of the pleats on the get does not have an aid sign on it. Tasim, so it's possible. Tasim is there.
It is possible.
It is possible because the Chachamim made a takana. It has to be that there's as many aidim as there are pleats for reasons which we'll talk about in the Gemara. Otherwise, it's possible. And this wasn't. Tasim is there. She has to be divorced from both husbands. V'chol adrocham elibah, and all the same rules apply as we had a couple of Mishnayos ago. Tosfos asks, by the way, the obvious question. I mean, we had that whole thing. We had all the cases of possible gittin. We had a couple of Mishnayos ago, and I intest them a day. Then we went off to other topics. Why are we returning to it now? So Tosfos says because once we have the case of that the sofer wrote the get and the shover and gave them to the wrong parties, etc. So therefore, that led us to the case where a husband writes a get and hasn't yet delivered it, which was machlokes b'shama b'silul. Once we had that machlokes b'shama b'silul, we brought the next one about lona imam b'funduki, and now we're getting back to the original topic of possible getting. All these rules apply. Get kereach hakoma shlumin olav. Now, when you have a get kereach, so you have a get like that doesn't have sufficient signatures. Hakoma shlimin olav. Everybody can be used to fill up the empty spaces. Even people who are apostle aides. Because we'll talk about in the Gemara what the reason is why you need those extra aides anyway. So yeah. Divir Benanas, that's what Benanas says. Rabbi Akiva ain mashlimin olav ala krevim ra'uyin lahoy b'makom acher. Rabbi Akiva says, no. I agree that you can have people who are apostle only because of this particular case, because they're related to either the husband or the wife. But they have to be kosher to give aiders elsewhere. You can't use, for example, a gavlon or an ebed or what have you. Ezeu get kereach. What does it get kereach? Shorav merubin me'edav. As we said, we have more pleats, according to the Rama, more spaces between the ribbons than you have edim. Gemara says, my time of get kereach. What's the reason why a get kereach is possible? Gzeira mishum kochem. The reason is, we make a gzeira, because we had previously the case, a couple of times, where a person says to a bunch of people, he says to 10 people, kochem chasoimu, all of you should sign this get, and we say all of them have to sign it, or else it's possible, because he made that tonight. So therefore, if he made a get, let's say, for example, with five fleets, mistama, he did that because he expected to have five edim signed on it. So therefore, if you were to have now a get kereach, maybe, okay, in this case, fine. He didn't specifically say he wants five people to sign on it. But people may not realize, people may assume that it was, and then they're not going to realize that when there's a case of kulchem, that all of them have to sign. Get kereach akom ashlemin olav. We said that get kereach, banana says anybody can fill it up. Anybody can, what do you call it? Can add to it, yeah. So we said Rabbi Akiva says that no, only somebody who intrinsically is kosher la'edus. He may be possible in this case because he's a korah, but at least he has to be intrinsically kosher la'edus. So Rabbi Akiva eved my time aloy. Why would Rabbi Akiva say that an eved, for example, can't sign on it? You're going to say to also remember kosher la'edus, because people are going to think that an eved is kosher to sign on documents in the future. Not a question of whether they're going to realize he's an Eved or not, but people who know that he's an Eved are going to think, oh, an Eved can sign documents. Hey, in that case, Korev Nami also the name of Kosher later. It's fine, don't you have the same problem with the Korev? People are going to think that Korev is a Kosher. El Eved Heiner Taima Dilma also Asukil Yuchsid. No, then maybe let's say the reason is Rabbi Akiva says an Eved is possible because people may not realize that he's an Eved. The mistake may not be on whether an Eved can sign, but on is he an Eved? People are going to think, we see that he signed on a document, oh, he must be a Meyuchas Tikiyid. He signed a get, he must not be an Eved. Well, he's a quasi-Jew, but whatever, they're not going to realize we're talking about an Eved Kanani. So they're not going to realize he's an Eved Kanani, they're going to think he's a full-fledged Jew, he's an Eved Meshukra or what have you, and then that he can marry a Bat Yisrael, which he can't. Okay, in that case, then you have to ask, Gazlan about Yuchsin who is Kasher. In that case, according to Rabbi Akiva, shouldn't a Gazlan, who after all is a full-fledged Yisrael, he does have Yuchsin, shouldn't he be kosher to sign on a get as one of the extra edim? Alam atnan. So why do we learn in the Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva, I mean, Mishnah of Ela Krov Maroid Lahid Makamacher. Only relatives who are capable of giving edus someplace else,
excluding
Korev Ein Gazlan Loi. Only a Korev, not a Gazlan, can he possibly edus everywhere? So what's the reason? The reason is like this. Eved Heiner Timer, the reason with an Eved why he's possible to be one of the extra Edim, you're going to say to also Lamema Shachruri Shachruri, is it because you're afraid that people are going to say not, okay, so previously we assumed that if people are not even going to realize he was ever an Eved. People are going to see his name on there and think that he was a kosher to hear. So maybe you're going to say the reason is people are going to think, yeah, he was an Eved, but okay, he was free. And the problem, therefore, is Gazlan Nami, also the name of Tshuva of it. So with a Gazlan also, you have the same problem. People are incorrectly going to think that he did Tshuva where he didn't.
He gave back the
Chayfet. Yeah, gave back the Chayfet, or paid the money, whatever it is, yeah.
How would he do
Tshuva? Gazlan, he has to remember Heshav at the Gzela. He has to return the object. Okay, we learned previously in Hanizok, and that's the beam or something that he can return the value. But yeah.
So many people won't know that he returned the object.
That's the point. People are going to think that people are going to look and see that he's signed on a get. They're not going to realize he was only signed on there because we didn't have enough aid in and we needed an extra. People are going to think he's kosher aidus again. However, Korov, my equal name. Okay, in that case, what about a Korov? Won't people think he's kosher aidus as well? And so it's Korov, Kolam Yadid Korov. Whoever knows that a certain person is a relative of the husband or the wife, they're not going to think that he was a kosher to aid. Whether an Eved or a Gazlan, yeah. Okay. Omer of Zera, Omer of Rashil, to Omer of Amnuna Sova, Omer of Adab Ava. Get Kereach. Now, if you have this get Kereach, you have this get with an insufficient number of signatures. Short of Shiva, the Eid of Shisha. So suppose you have such a get which has seven pleats and only six Eidim. or shisha ve'edav chamisha, six pleats, only five edim, chamisha ve'edav abav ve'edav shloisha, ad kan machlokas bananas Rebbe Akiva. That's as far down as the machlokas of bananas and Rebbe Akiva goes. So if you have, you have the minimum number of three kosher edim, which you need for getting kosher. Now you need a fourth or a fifth or whatever, that's when bananas would say that you could use anybody, and Rebbe Akiva would say that it has to be somebody who's kosher edim. Avok shor of shloisha the eight of shnayim, but if you only have three pleats and only two edim, where then it's not even a get the kosher has to have a minimum of three edim. That's the original takana. Divrei hakol ein mashlim in olav elav korev. Then everybody would agree that the third person has to be somebody who's kosher, who's kosher the edus in other circumstances. He could be a korev, but even Rabbi Akiva agreed that. Because the difference is the minimum takana was that a get the kosher has to have three edim. So therefore, just like with a regular get, just like with a get kosher, you need a minimum, you need two edim, and both of them have to be kosher, because without that, you don't have a get. Similarly, with a get with kosher, you need three valid edim, otherwise it's not a valid get. So therefore, so we'll be meikel and say that the third one can be a korev, because at least he is intrinsically a kosher edim. But you do need to have three people who are capable of being kosher edim. No avodim and no gazlanim. Afterwards, if you get to, you need a fourth, a fifth, whatever. That's what Menanas would say. You can use the psula edus. No, not because the psula edus, the gazlan or that. That's the point. We hope the Kohen will calm down. Yeah, exactly. Well, let's consider. Why would that work? The takana that you need three edim on a get makusha is exactly parallel to the fact that you need two by a regular get. So mahosam korev loy, apachonami korev loy. So in that case, by a regular get, you can't have one of the two edim as a korev. Why should you allow one of the three edim by a get makusha to be a korev? So Rabbi Bar Shilta says, yeah, I had the same question. So I asked Rav Hamnuna, the whole sequence that we had before, Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rabbi Bar Shilta, Omer Rav Hamnuna, Sava, Omer Rav Adab Ava. So now he went back up all the way to the top, yeah. But and he tells me, Hanach l'shloish v'makusha v'lav d'araisa. Set aside the question of three in a get makusha, because that whole concept is not d'araisa. D'araisa, all you need is two edim. The whole concept of a get makusha and that you need three edim on it is only d'rabbanan. So therefore, yes, d'rabbanan v'lav d'araisa. V'lav d'araisa. The whole thing is not d'araisa. So therefore, the chachamim are willing to be makel on that third person. For a get makusha. For a get makusha, you don't need. A get makusha only needs two to begin with. We learn a braisa that says similarly, exactly what we said. Get kereach shor of shiva ve'ed of shisha, shisha ve'ed of chamisha, chamisha ve'ed of abba, abba ve'ed of shloisha. Ad kan machlokas bananas Rebbe Akiva. That's how far the machlokas goes. Whether you can have a gazlan or an eved, but not further. Hishlam olam eved. What happens now if you use an eved as so what happens if you did use an eved as one of the extra ones, as the fourth or fifth or what have you? Bananas are mavlan kosher, but Rebbe Akiva mavlan mamzer. So bananas would hold that the child is kosher. In other words, we're talking about the third aid rather. Bananas would agree that if the third aid was an eved, there's no machlokes. No. In other words, you have two different machlokes. And if the eved was a fourth or fifth or what have you, Rabbi Akiva would hold that's no good, b'chlal, or bananas would hold that's fine. You can do that. Now you have, though, if you have only two kosher edim and the third one is an eved, bananas would say you weren't supposed to have an eved as a third one. However, we're not going to go so far as saying that the child is a mamzer, that if she remarries with this get and has a child, that it'll be a mamzer. Rebbe Akiva would say it is. We are talking about in these cases, the 7 and 6, 6 and 5, etc. We are talking about that. Even Bananas, who's saying that I call Mashlim and Olav, he would still say, basically, that's a b'dievet, it's a thing. Don't use it to remarry l'chachila. Get a proper get with the proper number of valid signatures on it. However, if she did, we may even say she has to get divorced, but we're not going to say the vlad of the mazer, as opposed to Rebbe Akiva. Yeah. But if there were only three pleats and two Edim, then everybody would agree that the only person you can use is a Karev, and if you use an Eved, then it's completely no good.
And if you already used it, it should be Mazir.
Well, so that actually might be subject to the machlokas of Rav Meir and the Chachamim that we had the other day, that Rav Meir had said if you Mashanim or Fesh Tova Chachamim, Havlad Mamzer, and the Chachamim would say that Havlad Kosher. We still will say Teitzeh, we still will say Kol Adroch Me'eluba, that all the penalties apply. However, we won't make this out of the Mamzer. Rabbi Yosef Masni Kosher. Rabbi Yosef had a different version of what Rabbi Zeira had said. That it wasn't that the if you have three cleats and only two Edim, the third person you need, instead of the previous version we had was that the third person can be a Korov, instead his version was that you need a Kosher. V'hatanya Korov, but didn't we learn in a Braisa that a Korov? Amar Papa, Tony, Kosher. Okay, you're right. According to Rabbi Yosef, you would have to change the word in the Braisa, Korev, to Kosher.
That's something halacha.
Again, I mean, the whole concept of a get kosher is not really broad in later halacha anyway, so it's kind of a moot point. But yeah. Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Lechuch Shrova Ela Eid Achad Korev Bilvad. In a get kereach, So let's say you have, for example, all this time we've been talking about, for example, where there's only one missing aid. Can it be a Karov, can it be an Eved, etc. But Rabbi Yechon is saying you can only have one aid in it with a Karov. So suppose you had four pleats and only two aid in, you can't have the other two be Karovim, or seven and five, etc. Aval Treloi, Dilma Ossi, Likyum, Betrei Karovim, V'chad Tosha, because that if you do allow such a thing, people might end up, later on, eventually, you may have an iru. You may have the husband that comes and objects that the get is falsified or whatever. You're going to need to be mekayim it. You're going to have the validation of the signatures. Yeah. If you have two kroivim on there, you won't have enough. You might end up that the ones you use to validate it are two of the kroivim and one who's kosher, and that's no good. Beis Din is not going to realize that they were kroivim. Other people will realize. The man on the street is not going to think, oh, a Karev is kosher for a get, because they're going to realize that he's only the extra one. Later on, when Beis Din, who doesn't necessarily know all the underlying facts, when they come to just validate the signatures, they may not realize that two of these people are Karevim. And then they're going to be Mekayim based on Apostle Eidus. So therefore, the maximum you can have is one Karev.
Which would say the same even with one?
No, that's it. If you have one, then...
It would be different with one than with two.
Because you're still
so
no because the because that way if you have that's the thing if you have three signatures and two of them have to be cherim,
right.
Necessarily you're gonna be validating all three signatures. They still have to validate all three.
Right.
So to get the kosher, it needs at least three.
Right.
So you're gonna always be checking out the signatures of the two kosher aidim.
Right.
You're checking out the karev as well. Fine, big deal. One karev is not a problem. But we want to make sure, in other words, let's talk about, in other words, the case where you have, let's say, four. You have four Edim on the get, let's say, because it has four cleats, so you need four Edim. If two of them are, now the minimum you need is three.
Right.
The minimum you need is three. So therefore, if you're going to allow two Kroivim among those four, Beis Din may end up just validating the signatures of the two Kroivim and one of the other ones, and that's no good. Whereas if we know the maximum you can have is one Kroiv, then we know they're always going to be validating at least two signatures of Kroivim. And there's only going to be a maximum one signature of a Korev. Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Deika. As a matter of fact, we can see that from the wording of the Braisa. The maximum number of Korevim you can have is one. To come a Dalig, Vatoni, Chad Chad, because the Mishnah is going by ones. The Mishnah is telling us that you had seven pleats and six Edim, six pleats and five Edim, etc. It always subtracted one. Shmamina, so that proves that indeed you can only have one Karev. Amar Abaye, Shmamina Hai Karev Chosim. Now, we can also see from all of this that when the Korov is signing as one of the Edim on a get Mekosher, he can sign in whichever position he wants. He can sign first or in the middle or the last. Because the Mishnah didn't say, and the Mishnah talked about a case of a get kereach and a hakol mashlim and all of, and they're using karev, etc. It didn't say where the kereach, it didn't say where the karecha is, whether it's at the top or the middle or the bottom. Implying, no matter where it is, wherever the signature is missing, he can fill it in. No, mashlimin just means you have two signatures and you need three. One person signed on the top, one person signed on the bottom, and they left the middle pleat blank. Yeah. The thing is that we should think that maybe the Korev that has to sign at the end, let's say, so that we the first two Edim were the ones who are adjacent to the ones who are the primary Edim in Atzorah will be on the top. Remember the whole the third one is only the Rabbanon. That's what we're saying. We're not worried. We don't have to worry about that. Furthermore, we also learn from what Rabbi Yochanan is saying that you can validate it based on any three of the Edim. You don't need three of them to be consecutive. Because what did we have the case? Again, you had, let's say there are five of them. We said two of them can't be Krovim because you might end up that you're validating two of the Krovim and one of the others. Well, if the rule was that you have to do them in order, then you wouldn't have the issue, let's say. If we said that Krovim has to be at the bottom, let's say, and we said you have to validate starting from the top, then there would never be a problem. The fact that we say there is a problem implies that Krovim can be anywhere in the group, and you can validate later on when you're doing Kiyum Shoras, you can pick any three of them and validate them. Because if you were going to say you need to have that the ones who you're being mekayim based on have to be adjacent, then just say the korev has to sign at the beginning, before the chedim, or at the middle, or at the end, and then you could have even many korevim sign on it, and there wouldn't be an issue. The fact that we're saying there's an issue with more than one korev implies that there's no fixed order for them. Give me 30 seconds. When they came to Rav Ami with a case of a get mekosher where there weren't enough edim, and the get hadn't been given yet, so he told them, we hold like bananas. You can even take an eved from the marketplace and have him fill up and have him do the last signature.